Topic 25. Giving up evils. An aspirant should not consider anybody as wicked, nor talk ill of anybody, nor think ill of anybody, nor see ill in anybody, nor hear of anybody's ill, or speak ill to anybody. By following those six do nots firmly, an aspirant becomes free from wickedness. Should anybody do wrong, but in return do not wish ill of him, think as if one cuts his own tongue by his teeth. It is not necessary to do as much good as there is need to give up one's own wickedness. By giving up wickedness, good would come about by itself and would not have to be resorted to. Whatsoever we think good, it is not obligatory for us to fully carry it out, but what we consider as an evil, we are bound to completely shun it. To avoid it, strength, ability, knowledge, and courage are granted to us by God. Courage does not lie in doing good, but in not doing ill of anybody. One who wants salvation for oneself, he should have no ill will towards anybody. By having ill will against anybody, whether harm is caused to him or not is not sure, but our own inner faculty would be sullied. Remember, should you harm anybody, then he must be expected to be harmed, but you would be guilty of a new sin. By doing good, limited good occurs, but by giving up ill will, unlimited good results. To be good, we do not have to do anything special, only we must give up ill will altogether, and we shall become good. Topic 26. Devotee. Through a devotee of God, acts do not take place, but there is worship every moment, as in each of his acts he has a feeling of worship. One whose mind is concentrated on God, he should not be considered to be an ordinary individual, as he is a member of Almighty's court. Just as a greedy person's eyes are fixed on money, so must a devotee's eyes must always be set on God. The devas bestow on their worshippers their desired things, after their worship is accomplished, without thought of good or bad. But God Almighty grants to the devotees by his own wish things which are of great benefit to them. You become the servant of God, then he would make you a master. God's devotee may come from howsoever low a caste, yet he is greater than a devotionless learned Brahmana. In God's heart, there is so much respect for his devotee, and there is none else he respects more. A devotee who sees nothing special in himself nor is proud of anything in himself, God's exceptionality is dominant in such a devotee. A devotee surrendered to God has not to offer worship because through him and by himself automatically worship is conducted. In whatever form a devotee wishes to view God, he, by the devotee's feelings, appears accordingly to him. To call God's devotee as a devata is to denigrate him, as his status is much higher than the devas. Devotees who love God are not attracted by God's majesty, but are impelled by his ownness toward them. Lovers' feelings are understood by lovers. A knower does not, and an unknowing one never at all. A devotee attains bliss while serving God, and God also feels bliss in the service of devotees. Topic 27. God. God, or the universal soul, is reality, and the rest is all unreal. Until there is influence of the world on the inner faculties, till then it is difficult to understand the importance of God. God is knowable not by mind, intellect, and senses, but by the self. Whatever thing is treated as the farthest from us, the body is still farther, and whatever we think of as the nearest, God is nearer than that also. Everything receivable by us leaves us, but ever attained God is never lost, whether we feel it so or not. The world is a non-reality. God, who is devoid of all actions, is ever existent. It is by whose reality that the unreal world looks real. We attribute easiness, reality, to the world, not to the God. This is a mistake. Nobody makes his servant his master in the world, but God makes his surrendered devotee as master. Such magnanimity rests only with God. Except God, there is nothing else which could always remain with us, and we ever with him. Faith in the ever-changing world does not allow us to have belief in God. Just as the sun rises and is not born, so also God manifests himself on incarnation but is not born like us. God exists. Such acknowledgement is sufficient. What is God like? It is not necessary to know. God, even though omnipotent, yet is unable to be away from us. Where is God? He is there. Where, here, or there are no more applicable. It means God is beyond space, time, thing, person, etc. God is present everywhere, but there ought to be an ardent seeker. There are so many pillars, but they need Prahlada. There is no deficiency of God anywhere, but there is a shortage of people who long to see him. One who sets his sights on the world, he asks, where is God? And one who has set his eyes on God, he says, where does God not exist? Just as the sun is not covered by the clouds, but our eyes are covered by clouds, so is God not concealed, but our intellect is. God does not wish to make man his slave, but he desires to make him a companion equal to himself. Sat, the real, is not opposed to Asat, the unreal, rather gives it a status. It is the quest of the Sat that devours Asat. We cannot behold untruth without truth, and without untruth we could not describe truth. God cannot be described, but it is realized. Except God, whatever else is acceptable, there is as much ignorance about it. To treat oneself as an orphan in spite of the presence of Lord of the world is a mistake. Man should have faith only in God. If he has faith in the world and discernment in God, then he would turn into an atheist. In the beginning, to an aspirant, God appears to be far off, then he seems closer, then he notices him within himself, and later he sees nothing but God. There are beings within God and the world within the being, but God has an independent status, while the world and the beings have no independent existence of their own. Beyond the entire country, time, activity, things, people, conditions, circumstances, occurrences, etc., even in their non-existence, whatever remains as residue, that is God. Topic 28. God's Grace. Just as cow's milk is not for the cow itself, but for others, so is the grace of God not for God, but is for all others. If you want God's blessings, so be kind to smaller persons than yourself, then God would be kind. If you desire kindness without being kind to others, this is unjust and disparaging to your knowledge. The Gita that Arjuna could not get to hear the second time, that Gita we read and listen to every day, that is God's exceptional kindness. Up to date, all the saints that we have had were by God's grace liberated knowers of the essence and lovers of God, and not so by their own efforts. Achieving of the self-evident supreme abode of God does not come even by own actions, efforts, and discipline, but only by the grace of God. Topic 29. Attaining God. Man, desirous of attaining God with a true heart, may belong to any caste, creed, stage of life, sect, or condition, or be a great sinner or of bad character, he is entitled fully to attain God. An aspirant should have no expectations from the world, which is not everlasting, and he should be never without hope in God, because he is never non-existent. To be contented with regard to God and to be dissatisfied with the world is most harmful. Just as a fish without water is upset, similarly, if we were to get uneasy without God, then there would be no delay in attaining God. On attaining God, there is nothing more to do or to know, and nothing more to get. In that lies the success of human life and its fulfillment. An aspirant must realize that God exists everywhere, therefore he is also here. God exists at all times, therefore is present now. He exists in all and as such exists in the self, belongs to all, and he therefore is mine also. In attaining God, restlessness brings quicker results than any other thought out spiritual practice. Not having a keen longing in one's self causes delay in the attainment of God. In a game, if a boy is spotted by another, he has to present himself and not to remain hidden anymore. So as God is hidden everywhere, if an aspirant perceives him everywhere, then God would not be hidden, but would reveal himself. By turning away from all other sides, an aspirant attains his beloved God within himself. Attainment of God is easy, not through action, but by longing. For attaining him, if God has bestowed a human form on man, he has also granted him full competence and other means along with, so much so that man could in his life attain God many times. Because of deficiency in earnest longing, delay occurs in God's attainment, but not because of inadequacy of effort. God's relations are marked by equality with each caste, stage of life, sect, order, so wherever one is situated, he can attain God. Having taken refuge in unreality and through unreality to desire to achieve reality is a great mistake. For the purpose one receives the human body, if it is difficult to achieve that objective, but what is easy? What should be done to see God? One could chant his name and beg of God that I do not forget him. By that our love for God would increase and then God would appear. So long as there remains the wish to do or to gain anything, till then one does not perceive the eternal God. God's attainment results only after fervent desire. For not having such a desire, the main reason is the wish for enjoyment of worldly pleasure. In the Satya Yuga etc., whatever godly attainment was achieved by the great saints, the same is available today to all in the Kali Yuga also. The satisfaction of pleasure is not forever, nor for all, but the attainment of God is open to all and for all times. In the attainment of God, there is primacy of feelings and not of action. God is not attained by obstinacy, but by true devotion. In the attainment of God, man importantly needs spiritual feelings and good conduct, but not high caste or creed. There is primacy of discrimination, feelings, and renunciation of attachment in attaining God, but not so much of action. Where there is a beginning and an end for each act, so how could its fruit be without end? So God is not action-oriented. Keen desire for attaining God creates the burning fire of separation, which destroys the sins of unlimited births and enables attainment of God. The absence of keen desire for God attainment primarily results from worldly pleasures, hopes, and enjoyment. Ordinarily, if anything could be equally secured by all, that is God, excepting God, nothing could normally be acquired by everyone. We cannot achieve anything except God, and whatever else is acquired would go away in nothingness. God can only be realized when the following five are not favorable: enjoyment of sense objects, sleep, laughter, love of the world, and much talk. An aspirant takes longer to achieve God for the reason that he tolerates the separation from God. If this segregation were to have no support, then there is no delay in the achievement of God. So long as there is desire for untruth, its refuge and trust, till then truth is not perceived. Attachment for God is truly not difficult, but due to lack of ardent desire, it becomes so. God does not insist on action, but demands feelings, bhava grahi janardanaha. By godly feelings, single-minded devotion, God grants his view, darshana, but not by action. By cutting off links with ephemeral things, the permanent essence is automatically intuited by the self. Man has a right to attain God, and under every circumstance he can achieve godhood. It does not take long to attain God, only time in giving up the desire for sensual pleasures. If there be exclusive longing for God, then God would reveal himself, or if there are no other desires, he would still reveal himself, but there should be no incompleteness in this. Know the Sat, or you might not, what you know as Asat, shun it, then you would attain the Sat. To achieving God, man is as much free as in no other work. Not many means are required for attaining God, but inner devotion is essential. God does not meet a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, celibate, householder, recluse, or a sannyasi, but he meets a devotee. In acquiring wealth, action is dominant, but for achieving God, longing is important. The attainment of God is not a fruit of action, but is one of grace, however the desire rests with oneself. The world is incomplete, and we acquire it as incomplete. God is complete, and meets as complete. One who has not attained God, he has done nothing, and done nothing. In attaining God, the greatest hindrance is of desire for enjoyment and accumulation of things. By sharing the joy of others, the desire for pleasure is wiped out, and by sharing the unhappiness of others, the craving for accumulation is lost. The world is ever-changing, and to trust such a world and accept it as real is the main impediment to God realization. The attraction for pleasure born of contact is the prime obstacle to the perception of an ever-attained God. In seeking God, things do not overshadow, but the importance of things has created a screen. Acting in selfish interest and accepting one's close link with the inert, like body, etc., the achievement of God, though all-pervading, is obstructed. God is all-pervasive in space and time, etc. In accepting the world as real, man realizes the distance between himself and God. No circumstances are factors for the attainment of God, and no circumstances are obstructive in realizing Him, as God is beyond all circumstances. God is not far off, only the pull of desire is weak. The world exists now and is ours. So by accepting that God is, exists now and is ours, this perception is not possible. An aspirant admits that God exists, but that the world does not exist, this he does not acknowledge. It is because of this obstacles arise in attaining God. By accepting the insistence of one path and opposing other paths, there arise great obstructions in fulfillment of our goal. If we attach importance in our heart to anything except God, then the same impedes in God realization. Faith in God is even greater than God. Though God exists always at all places, we do not see Him, but by faith we meet Him. God is consciousness, only our gaze is not there. If we do something, then we will achieve God. This attitude would strengthen our bodily ego. What we gain by action would be impermanent. In renouncing the world, discrimination helps. What assists in God's realization is faith. In reality, God is ever-existent. The Guru also is. So is the knowledge of the self. In addition, our competence and capability in oneself. It is because of attachment to ephemeral pleasure, there is obstruction to the revelation of God. The body can deal with worldly affairs and render service, but it cannot attain God. After detachment from the body, God realization can be achieved through the self and to the self.